Welcome to the creepy site of Nipah's Creepy Shorts. A selection of some of our most terrifying stories from past episodes. Now is the time to turn off the lights, if you dare. Turn up the volume and enjoy this hand-picked story from our tomb.
Welcome to this edition of the Creepy Site of Nipah's Creepy Shorts. I am Dan Kozlowski. On this series, we dig deep into our tomb, back into our archives to find some of our favorite stories from past episodes. Before we get started with tonight's story, I'd just like to remind everyone listening, you can find the full episodes of The Creepy Site of Nipah on all major podcasting platforms. Tonight's story is taken from The Creepy Site of Nipah, Haunted Pottsville, PA, episode number 15. This episode was released back on October 1st of 2020. Our guest this evening is John Walsh, here to share with us a creepy story about the Yuengling Brewery.
Yuengling Brewery, a couple years ago, they invited me in to give a tour within there, and they've had numerous claims, especially down in the brewery underneath where the caves are, because in the 1830s, miners were hired to go in there and actually dig out caves. It took about 10 years. And they used it to store their barrels of beer and let them ferment. And, you know, everything was nice and cold down there.
Right.
They actually have a naturally occurring stream within there, too. So you have a connection with the energy. And some of the claims in there are unbelievable. You know, some people have claimed to see former workers walking around in the caves. Shadow people are said to be within there. There was even one claim where a family went in for a tour and they had a photograph taken towards the mouth of the caves, you know, going towards the main door. And when they had the photo developed, they looked and there was someone kind of standing behind and they didn't remember that person being there. So they kind of hung on to the picture and they came back to Pottsville a few years later and they showed it to a person in the torch in the shop. And when they saw it, they were floored, just staggered back because the individual looked like Dick Yuengling Sr., Dick Yuengling's dad.
Oh, wow.
And the interesting thing is he died in 1999, but the photograph was taken in 2003. So,
yeah,
you know, I never heard that story until I had an opportunity to go into Yuengling in the caves, and it's something else, really neat.
It sounds like it would be a creepy place downstairs in the caves.
It is. No doubt. They bricked it up during Prohibition, you know, and they opened it up for the public for the tours and everything now. But, yeah, they have some wonderful stories. And even the mansion up above is said to have a lot of activity within it.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Creepy Site of Nipah's Creepy Shorts. Be sure to follow WNAP's Creepy Site of Nipah on Facebook. That is the best way to always be informed on the latest show information. Until next time, enjoy the Creepy Site of Nipah.
This has been the Creepy Site of Nipah. If you have a spooky story that took place in northeastern or central Pennsylvania, send it to ghost@wnep.com for your chance to share it on an upcoming episode. We're dying to hear from you.